In the meantime, there's some pretty determined women rolling into Canberra this morning to press the case against asylum seeker detention. They're gathered from around the nation. Many of them are on buses right now. It's just a little bit rock and roll. Truth is, it's probably more freedom ride than rock and roll, and they're not on the 295 out of Portland like Jackson Brown was, more like the Federal Highway heading into Canberra. They're calling themselves Grandmothers Against Detention of Refugee Children, and they've dubbed their journey the Freedom Ride to Canberra. They started off yesterday, departing from various points across Victoria and Tasmania and Sydney. They're due in Canberra this morning to call on Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull to end the detention of children and to abandon plans to return asylum seekers in Australia to Nauru. Claire Forbes is the co-founder of Grandmothers Against Detention of Refugee Children. She's on one of the buses. Claire, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. How many buses are there and how many, apparently, grandmothers are there, Claire?
There's over 200 who are heading into Parliament House this morning. We have two large buses and lots of cars decorated in purple, which is our trademark colour, ready to go very soon on a cavalcade into Parliament House. And we're going to... Some are going ahead to plant 1,000 cutouts of children in the grounds of Parliament House, and the rest of us are joining them soon after that for a rally in the grounds of Parliament House.
And where have you all come from, Claire?
Oh, well, the largest group left from Federation Square in Melbourne. Five came from Tasmania. Some flew to Canberra, some flew to Canberra, Melbourne and joined us there. Others are from Sydney Newcastle, and there's a few from Queensland.
And before I get to what's driving you, can you tell me what's the mood been like on the buses?
Oh, very, very excited. People are very determined, but very excited that we think, well, we've had our vigils and our walks, and now we're coming to Canberra to try to persuade the politicians to change their minds or to... to reinforce those who've supported refugee children and ask them to get them out of detention with their families and to make sure that they are brought into the Australian community.
And who's we, Claire? Who is this group? I know you're called Grandmothers Against Detention of Refugee Children. How did all these grandmothers hook up?
Okay, well, a group of us around the kitchen table a year and a half ago decided we were totally outraged by what was happening in Australia. And we called a meeting, put out 20 chairs and 70 people came. And for grandmothers who wished to really oppose this, we thought of our own grandchildren and thought we couldn't bear the thought of it. We had an official launch and then we made lots of protests, had pop-up protests in the city and vigils, and we had a conference in October last year, and at that conference the strongest recommendation was to come to get on buses and trains and cars and planes and have what we called a freedom ride to Canberra.
And the Freedom Ride to Canberra, I love it. It's 20 to 7 on breakfast. Claire Forbes is our guest. She's the co-founder of Grandmothers Against Detention of Refugee Children. They're rolling into Canberra this morning on a couple of buses and a whole lot of cars and much else besides. So this Freedom Ride, you're going to rally outside Parliament House today. Do you have any hope of, intention of, commitment from the Prime Minister that you can meet with him?
No, we don't. We have a number of parliamentarians are going to speak at the rally. Dr. Gwenda Davey, our chair, will speak, and so will Senator Sarah Hanson-Young, Melissa Park from the Labor Party, and Andrew Wilkie, the Independent, will all speak. We have requested a meeting with the Prime Minister, but we have not had a positive response so far. He did send us a message of goodwill at our conference last year, but we tried again to meet with him. We will be have a meeting in a Senate committee room. 80 grandmothers are going to be meeting with about 20 politicians, but so far we have not had a reply from the Prime Minister that indicates he's willing to meet with us. He, of course, I presume knows that in our literature we are calling on him to make good his words that one child in detention is one too many.
And that, and the government and the Prime Minister repeats that, as does the Immigration Minister, and we've spoken to both of them about this issue on this program many times. Their response is that the government has released 1,200 children from detention since Operation Sovereign Borders was established under a coalition government. There's only around 80 children still in detention, apparently. Do you give the government credit for that?
Oh, sure. It's great to have some children out of detention, but in their... what we're saying is we want all of the children with their families out of detention, and we have to remember those children in Nauru who are, if not behind bars now, still detained in Nauru and not free to leave.
So that's counted in the 80, isn't it?
It depends who's counting.
Right.
And the figures are certainly fluid, but... The numbers of children who are in Nauru at the moment are considerable, and there are 87 children among those who are in Australia and threatened with being returned to Nauru. So there are among the 267 who are in that situation, there are 87 children.
And Claire, just finally, because I know you've got to get back on the road because you've got to make it in time for the protest, for the rally, exactly. But just on that notion of the 267 asylum seekers here in Australia due to be returned to Nauru, that's still the government's policy, that's still the government's message. 80 plus of those are children. Do you have any awareness of where that is at? What's the latest these people are being told? We know, of course, that on the weekend churches were giving people training in how to offer sanctuary for these people. Have you got any sense of the latest messages these people have been given?
No. Other than the fact that some have been moved into community detention, and as long as they are secure in Australia, that is a good thing. It is a big worry if they're in a situation where they can be moved quickly out of the country. So I'm sure my heart goes out to those families with the insecurity they must feel. But we are still hoping that we think that the people of Australia have spoken pretty strongly. You know, there's been a very strong campaign to let them stay, and we hope that that will prevail.
Claire Forbes, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Fran.
Claire Forbes, she's co-founder of Grandmothers Against Detention of Refugee Children. It's a very busy week in Canberra. It's a key week. It's the final sitting week before the budget, and we're all the portents are that there's going to be an election sometime soon after that. So there's a lot of people in Canberra at the moment pressing their case. Domestic violence campaigners are there today. There's a childcare groups round table, church organisations, refugee campaigners. So a lot going on in Canberra this week.